You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I'm here today with Ōtautahi-based indie pop artist Lucy Gray, not to be confused with the recent protagonist from A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, who recently dropped her superb Whole Life Waiting EP and, is here with us today at the studio. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. So how does it feel having the Whole Life Waiting EP released?
I'm so relieved that it's finally released. It's been like a really long process, because usually EPs like is not that long of a process, but yeah, it's been like in the bank since like 2022, so I'm really, really excited that it's out in the world now.
Had it been like quite a long long time coming, in terms of like, had you been working on it for a couple of years now, or?
Yeah, so I actually had a lot of the songs recorded in 2022, and I got a grant from New Zealand On Air to produce the EP, and so all of the songs were kind of done in one go, and then they kind of sat for a while as I figured out how I wanted to release them, but now they're all out, and I feel like it went really well in terms of a timeline. I kind of drip fed them over like 6 week span, so I released about 4 or 5 of the songs, and then there was actually only one song left to release once the EP was being released, if that makes sense. So the song that was being released was running through my mind, but all the rest were already out, so it was very cool.
And I was gonna say, like, it's definitely popped up on my feed, but how did like promo sort of go for the EP? And yeah, like, what kind of like influenced your decision to like go social media, or like,
I feel like We Were the Scene picked up quite a lot of traction on social media, like, and it wasn't, I wouldn't say it was like randomly. I mean, I had kind of been pushing social media quite hard for the past, for the months prior to that, but I think I just heard a lot of advice and kind of also saw a lot of people starting to do really well on like TikTok and Instagram, and was just like, I just like have to keep pushing this, and hopefully like, it's a grind, but hopefully it gets out there to a few more people.
I think you did a great job, because like it definitely popped up on my feed, and I saw like a lot of the people that I followed were like liking like the same videos, so I think you did a great job, and like make social media, you know, make it work for you.
For sure.
Would you say your onstage and brand aesthetic matches your personality?
Oh, that's a very interesting question. I love these interview questions. I feel like yes. I think that they do match my personality quite a lot. Like, the thing with, like, I feel like I've been very conscious of, with a brand, like, wanting to make it clear to the audience, but I feel like who I am as a person shines through very strongly, so like any direction that I take my brand in is very much just driven by where I am in my life and what kind of like personal stages I'm going through, I think.
That's a really good answer. Give us, I guess, a bit more detail about your experiences on tour, because I know you just wrapped up an EP tour, so how was it?
It was absolutely incredible. Yeah, I think there was a little bit of a misconception that these were the first shows like I'd ever done. But last year, like when I was releasing music, I actually did a couple of shows at like 12 Bar in the Dark Room in Christchurch. But I only ever got like max 40 people, 50 people there, like, and had never sold out a show. Like, it was, it was a really crazy experience to sell out the Christchurch show. Like we sold out on the night, and we were like, oh, we're not gonna have any door sales really, like we only had and I think we only had like a couple people, and then they were like, no, you're at capacity. I was like, this has never happened before. But it was a really like exciting experience. I was so stoked to meet everybody, because like the thing with being on social media is like, you know, quite a lot of the people who are your kind of rooting diehard supporters, and getting to actually meet them face to face and being like, you're like, thank you so much for everything, like, is really, really cool. And both crowds in Wellington and Auckland, I think in Auckland I was at Big Fan, I think we had about 130 people, and I was also supported by Parkdale and Lucy Munro, who were incredible. Wow. And in Christchurch, Georgia, Bradley supported me. But amazing crowds. Like, everyone was super, super hyped, singing the whole time. Best crowds ever.
Wow. No, I was going to say, I can't believe... Yeah, like, that would have been such an awesome feeling, like, being on stage and seeing, like, how packed out the, like, audience was. And, yeah, no. And also, because was it your first time on tour, though? Like,
yeah,
not first shows, but...
ever performing outside of Christchurch, so...
Wow. Did you bring, like, was family with you? Or was there people, like, who were with you as you went to these different places?
So, I had my girlfriend who is in my band. She's my bassist, so she was there.
Cool.
And then my two other bandmates. But when we went to Auckland, I just went with her, and then the band came. My mum was like, do you want me to come? And I was like, ah, it'll be fine. I kind of regret saying that now, because it would have been kind of nice, but it was definitely a throw myself into the deep end kind of experience, which was fun.
Yeah, and sometimes you need that as well, just for, like, you know, growth. And yeah, were there any challenges or anything, like, on tour?
Yeah, I mean, so many. Like, most of them quite trivial, though. Like, I mean, on the day of the Auckland show, it was like, we got there, then we realised we had forgot the posters, we had to Uber back to the hotel and get them. And then when my girlfriend got back from bringing the posters to the venue, my guitar neck completely snapped in half. And so we were just running around like headless chickens the entire, like, 30 minutes before the show, trying to find another guitar for me to play. Like, it got to the point where we were like, oh, I can skip my guitar songs. But we found one, and it was okay, but it made for a very hectic scene.
That would have been so scary. Just like, yeah. Oh, man. That's, like, worst nightmare. Yeah. But I guess on the flip side, like, favourite venues that, like, you performed at?
Yeah, I mean, because it was a very, like, small tour, I guess it's quite hard to, like, pick, but Big Fan was just, like, Big Fan was amazing. The sound tech here is incredible, and the vibe was so good. Like, I know so many people, like Wears Dry and, like, Parkdale had performed there before, and, like, lots of bands that have done, like, performances there quite recently. It's a really cool vibe there, and I feel like if you go to Auckland, it's a must-see for sure.
Yeah. And I guess, what brought you to creating music?
I've kind of been singing, I feel like everyone says this, but I've kind of been singing, like, a lot of my life, and I got, like, a guitar for my, I think when I was, like, 6 for Christmas, but I never learned how to play. It was just one of those tiny, like, plastic ones, and I never learned how to, like, play or anything, but it just kind of, like, sparked something in me. And then as soon as I was kind of old enough, I learned how to play guitar. I've been playing for about 8 or 9 years and singing for about, like, a similar amount. But I just kind of, I don't know, music's always just been something that I've been very intrigued by, and it's just kind of, like, it's fun, you know. I love creating things, and getting to share them with people has always been my dream, so yeah. Very happy about that.
I was actually just saying before about how music is such, like, an integral part to people's identity, and even, like, people who create music, how much they influence others' identities as well. Like, they're able to put things into songs and words that sometimes we can't even describe, you know. So it's, like, great that you're, like, doing this for people as well, you know.
Yeah, it's very,
yeah. And I guess, what is in store for the future? Like,
That's a good question. As I've said, like, on my social media lately, I've just kind of been teasing, like, bits of old songs, because I have a lot of them, but, like, in the bank, and I'm kind of deciding what direction I want to go in next. But when I was on tour, I kind of teased two songs in particular that I had said I have recorded, which I have. And so I have two new songs that I'm going to be recording and finishing and releasing quite soon. And I'm also very inspired by the tour. It was so much fun, and it's, like, lit a fire under me, and I'm like, I want to go more places. So,
wow.
Yeah, there could be Lucy in other places in New Zealand, which in the next few months, hopefully.
Oh my goodness, that's so exciting. Do you think you'd go, like, global? Like, is that, like, something that's on the horizons in the future, or...?
As soon as I have the means, like, I'm in the process of trying to find, like, at the moment, it's just me and my mum trying to, like, do everything. So once I find a manager, once I get some support under my belt, then I will totally, like, Australia is the first point of on my list, because so many of, like, my social media following is Australian, and, like, I just feel like it's such a, like, it's so close, and, like, it would be so fun to just go over there and do a show. But once I'm convinced I could pull a crowd there, I will be, like, over there in a heartbeat.
Yes! Oh my gosh. No, I'm so excited for you. Yeah, well, that kind of wraps it up. Thank you so much for coming on today, and yeah, for being an interviewee.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. And we'll continue with the show. So coming up next, we have got Chance by Surf Friends, Brain Teasers by Flexies, and Convergence by 40th Parallel. But definitely go check out Lucy Gray's EP if you haven't already. And yeah, stay tuned and stay groovy.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.